Yeah, good morning, everybody. So in Chamishi of Tav, we have the feature of Moshe the Kohen Gadol. Moshe was Mishamish Bechuna Gedola during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. And Moshe's featured prominently. It's a short aliyah, but virtually in every pasuk, the previous pasuk, the end of Reviv, Vayakri Moshe is Bnei Aaron, and then the beginning of this aliyah, Vayagesh is Parachatas, Vayismoch Aaron ben Abba Sidem, Abba is Parachatas, Vayishchad, Vayikach Moshe Sadam, Vayitin Al Karnos HaBizbeach Savi Be'etzbo, right, it's a chata, so it requires Matanos Etzba, Vayikach is Kol HaChela, Vesapar Vesarob is Persho, then Vayakri Ves El HaOla, right, building up to the El HaMiluim, Vayakter Moshe is Kol HaAyol HaMizbecha, Ola Hulereach Lichoach Yishel LaShem, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. The Torah's Kohanim says, Kol Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Hayavosh HaMishamish, Bechuhuna Gedola, Levi Shamar Kadosh Baruch Lemoshe, Atat Hashem Sheni, Ad Shil Yomod Aharon, Lefikach Nemar, Vayishchat, Vayikach Moshe Sadam. So the Torah's Kohanim's presentation is, look, Aaron doesn't know yet really what he's doing. It's the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and it's a training period. So Moshe, you'll be the one to do it, as if, we need somebody to do it, and, you learn these halachos, right? Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, so you're the right man for the job. The Torah's Kohanim almost sounds like it's giving a kind of, we need somebody to do it, Aaron needs to learn, who's going to train him? I guess you'll be that person, Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's flag that issue, we'll come back to that in a second. In terms of the Parachatas, which, obviously, you can't even look at that without thinking about the, Egel Hazav, and we'll talk about the special Korbanos of the Yom HaShmini, where, Krav al HaMizveach Vaseyes Chatas Chaves Olosecha. But even here, the Parchatas certainly has that echo to it. But be that as it may, it had a second function, which was the Kiddush and Kaparas HaMizveach. Vayishchar Vayikach Moshe Sadam Yitin al Karnos HaMizveach Sovi Be'etzba'o. Vayichateis HaMizveach Vesadam Yitzak al Yisod HaMizveach. Vayikatshehu L'chaper Alav. Targum is V'dachi Yas Midbacha, right, from the language of Zoch, right, of making it pure. And then again, V'kadshe L'chapara Alohi, the language of Kiddush, of Kapara, of Dach, of Zach, of Tahara. Rashi quotes, V'yichateis HaMizbeach, Chit'o V'tiharo Mizaros L'kanes L'kedusha. So this was about taking the Mizbeach itself, just like the Kohanim. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, just like the Kohanim are being moved from the status of Zar to the status of Kahuna. So the Mizbeach Gufa, as a Kli, is being moved from the status of Zaros to the status of Ra'oi Lavoda, like the Rambam, Klilchos Klei HaMikdash, V'hamisham Shimbo. There's that basic analogy. V'yikad Shehu Ba'avoda Zo, Rashi says, L'chaper Lav, Me'ata Kol HaKaparos. Right, that all of the kaparos through this avoda are ro'ay to go on the mizbach ha'ola. Okay, so we had the shemen hamishcha yesterday, sheva pa'amim. We talked about the echoes of Yom Kippur. So the Ramban here quotes Rashi: Vayichateis hamizbeach chito v'tiharo mizaris ikanis b'kedusha v'kachei b'avoda zolachaper lav me'ata ko hakaparos lashon Rashi. Kin akasiv yisaper ki bazenis kadesh ro'ay lachaper lav mikan v'ilach. Right, in terms of the vision of the bias of the future, But he quotes a different approach. And this approach, I think, will dovetail with what we highlighted. Is it just that Moshe, kind of knew these halachos, and we needed somebody to train Aaron? I will betosafta shal parashas miluim. This is again in the Teres Kohanim. Ra'isi kapara zoini yodea mahi. When it says, v'yikacher l'chaper alav. So what's the kaparas mizbeach? Minayin ata omer shlo haisa kapara zoa. Ela sh'amer Moshe b'shash yatsa akaro zisnadei b'mikdash. Etc. So the idea was, the real kapara on the Mizbeach, according to this Tosefta, is that they should never, you know, ever bring a davar ha-gazel. That takes us back to the very beginning of our analysis, what I like to call the controlling halacha of Sefer Yikra Adam ki akriv mikem shelo min ha-gazel. It's fascinating that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, who said this. This should be the kapara ha-mizbeach, right? Shelo yaviu davar gazel, ani Hashem, ohev mishpat, zonei gazel ba'av. And here I think, right, in this perspective, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu's role as the Kohen Gadol, Bimei HaMiluim, wasn't merely technical. It wasn't simply a question of, you know, Aaron doesn't know yet, you know, Sha'aron Yilmad, so Moshe, you should be Mishamish. On the contrary, there are three Ksarim. Right? We know that there's the Keser Malchus, Vehi Vishur and Melech, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha and Hizdar. There's the Keser Kahuna, and eventually Aharon would be Zocha, and there's Keser Torah, and Moshe is the paradigm of the Keser Torah, and forevermore, Harei Zemunach Vomir Muchan Komir Shirotze Yavo V'Yitol. But in Moshe being Mishares and Mishamesh B'Kahuna Gedola Kol Shiva Simei Amiluim, that establishes the fundamental cohesion and integrity of all the Ksarim. It all really relates back to the Keser Torah, and then there are extensions of that, right? So, the Keser Malchus still bears the stamp of the Keser Torah, right? V'chasav lo es mishnah ha-Torah hazos, v'haysay mo v'karavo kol yimei chayav, v'man yomad v'yiras Hashem elokav, v'vulti sor min ha-mitzvah yamin u'smol, v'man yarich yomim ha-machto humad u'banav v'kerav Yisrael. And the Keser Kahuna, by virtue of it having started by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Keser Torah always bears that element, Yoru Mishpatach Yaakov V'saras Chol Yisrael, and then and only then, Yasimu Ketara V'apecha V'chalil Amizbechecha. Not only that, it's Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das V'tar Yivakshu Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzivako. So it's the Sifsei Kohen. It's the Kohanim, which the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Bey, it's always a mitzvah for them to be represented on the Sanhedrin. So I think this ties into the other idea of Ekadesh, L'chaber Alav, right, that the Kapara Samizbeach was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, even Bishas, you know, Nidvas HaMishkan, Shelo Yaviu Davar Gazel, that it has to be consistent with the ethics and the values of the Torah. Moshe's role as being the embodiment of the Keser Torah with everything that Keser Torah stands for, Mishpat, Utsdaka, Chukim, Umishpatim, right, that influenced the Mizbeach. And so Moshe, you know, is functioning as a Kohen Gadol during the Shiva Simei Miluim, was itself a kind of a shmira, you know, on the character and on the quality of that Mizbeach. Very much in line with the themes we're developing of Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach, Meyim Mizbechiti Kachenu Lamos. So Moshe's role as the embodiment of the Keser Torah gave the Keser Kahuna its proper bearing. Everybody have a wonderful day.